from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up this Saturday, we've got a rivalry game. Oregon State right here on The Fan. A Civil War game in Corvallis, 12:30 kick. It's going to feel weird for a lot of reasons. You got September matchup between the Ducks and the Beavs.
Yeah, not exactly used to warm weather for that one.
No, not at all. Not at all. And we're used to November. Think of the elements that we've seen over the course of Civil War years, right? Mm-hmm. You have the infamous Toilet Bowl 1983, where, again, one of my life missions is to clear Mike Jorgensen's name of the Toilet Bowl. 0-0 scoreless tie at Autzen Stadium, where the wind was howling, the rain was just coming down in buckets in Autzen Stadium, and you had two teams play to a scoreless tie, the last scoreless tie in college football. Also, prior to this past week, the last road shutout for Oregon State. Wild.
Yeah.
Okay, you had that game. We all remember the Fog Bowl in where it was like you were playing in the clouds. Mm-hmm. And we've had a couple of those games where fog has overtaken both, you know, Reser Stadium, then Parker Stadium, and then Autzen Stadium as well, where we've had just fog take over those games. Late November, the Willamette Valley, guess what? Foggy.
Yeah.
Foggy.
Yeah.
Comes a problem.
This morning on my way in, they were talking about memorable sporting events that you've been at, and I was at the I think it was 2001, the Keenan Howry punt return.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cold.
Very cold.
Wet.
We've also had those games where it's been like a crisp, bright, sunny November day, where you're just, it's like bitterly cold.
Yeah.
It's going to be 72 and sunny in Corvallis.
It's so weird.
This is something that we've never seen.
No.
In this matchup. But I think at the heart of it, outside of the questions that loom surrounding both of these teams this year, is truly the meaning of this matchup now. And so I put a poll up at Danny and Dusty on X or Twitter. At Danny and Dusty, with Oregon and Oregon State in different conferences, the Civil War will mean more, mean less, not change. Please go and vote on that, because I find already the responses that we're getting are pretty interesting surrounding this rivalry, which it's always meant the world, because it's not just the in-state rivalry. It's also had a lot on the line in the conference. Whether it was 1983, where you're playing for the bottom of the conference, or we've had War for the Roses. We've had games of consequence that matter, where, you know, the Beavs have wrecked the Duck season and, you know, bowl aspirations. The Ducks have stolen away a Rose Bowl bid for Oregon State, and just the sad faces and all the sad roses in Reser Stadium. And I think that was 2008, when it was like 65, 30 something. But we've had these matchups with so much consequence outside of just the in-state bragging rights. And so with this rivalry and ship sailing in kind of different directions, that's the one thing that has always been at the heart of this rivalry and this matchup, is it means a lot within the state, but it's meant a lot in the conference as well.
Right.
And now that you have that kind of taken away, not kind of, that now that that has been taken away,
yeah,
will this game mean as much to either program? So go and vote. Currently, 57% of respondents say it will mean less. 34.5% say not change. 8.3% with the it will mean more now. So you can go and vote on the poll at Danny and Dusty on Twitter. You can text us too at 503-864-6326. You can also reply to that tweet as well. P1 Rufio chiming in. You can also on the YouTube chat, youtube.com/1080amthefan, go ahead and drop your comments there. Rufio says on the Vancouver Ford text line, platypus means more if the Beavers win. Means less if the Ducks win big. Somewhere in between if the Ducks win a close one. And it yeah, that's a really, if it's a close game, which I don't know if anybody's followed Oregon the past 2 weeks.
Couple close ones.
They've played a couple close games.
Yes.
Right? What is the feeling coming out of that? You know, are moral victories something that Oregon State is hanging their hat on? Because that hasn't been the case. And that goes back to what conference you're playing in, the standard and the expectations that you're playing to. You know, a win was a win and a loss was a loss. And that's what mattered. And that would be interesting if, you know, you're taking moral victories out of the in-state rivalry moving forward. That does make it a little weird. Like you think of Iowa and Iowa State, that rivalry has not changed because Iowa State's in the Big 12. Iowa's in the Big 10. They're still at big boy tables, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one right now, with so much limbo, at least for the next couple of years, what are we going to take out of, you know, a victory one way or the other?
Yeah. I think that if it were further down the line and Oregon State, you know, say they can't find a home and outside of somewhere like the Mountain West and they do become a permanent member there, it's going to feel a lot more like a Colorado State type matchup.
Yeah.
If you give it some time and that's the path that it goes down. But if they find a place in the Big 12, then yes, I think it hangs on and it keeps the same kind of importance.
Yeah. Another text on the Vancouver Ford text line. It depends on who you ask, Dusty. Means less to Oregon, means more to Oregon State out of spite and jealousy. And that's the thing that I hope never goes away.
Yeah.
Right? Is that I hope that it still means more than normal games to Oregon.
Right.
And I think when you look at Colorado and Colorado State, it means a lot to Colorado and Colorado State, but us here in Oregon, it doesn't mean as much.
Right.
But within that state, I hope it still means a whole hell of a lot more. And look, we've seen Colorado State with a disadvantage in talent, disadvantage in recruiting and funding and all of those things, just like we saw last year.
Yeah.
They took Colorado to the brink. That wasn't a very good Colorado team.
No.
But they took Colorado to the brink and they punched up.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we do see it means a lot to the Oregon players and fan base. Because I know that within that program, they know how much it means.
Yeah. See, and I think that I'm not sure that it necessarily means less to Oregon or Oregon's fans anymore. Because basically at this point, it's more like, okay, we really can't afford to drop this.
Sure.
Because, we'll never hear the end of it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And then B, yeah, that really kind of hoses your season now, too.
Yeah. This text says, Florida State, Clemson, South Carolina, huge rivals, different conferences. And I think that goes back to, though, that conversation of, but major conferences.
Yes, power conferences.
That takes on a whole nother meaning when you're in the power conferences. There are very few conferences that we have or very few rivalries that we have that have survived the test of time when you have one team goes up and they're playing at the now power four level mm-hmm. and the other one is not, you know?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's kind of a weird place to be in, because outside of Colorado, Colorado State, what are the other ones that have survived this? Because you do see big conference teams stay in big conferences. That's usually how it's been. You don't see this one go stay up and the other one drop down, or be left out, not drop down, be left out like Oregon State and Washington State have. And like, this is the thing that I'm really interested in too, is like, this texter says, you know, I'm still pissed as hell the Beavs are even playing this game. Beavers need to move on. And as always, F the Ducks. Washington State and Washington, they're playing that game in Seattle, not at Husky Stadium. They're playing at Lumen Field. They're having problems selling tickets there.
Yeah.
As of late last week, they were having problems moving tickets. Are Oregon State fans not going to show up to the game? Because a lot of them feel that way of, why in the hell are we even playing this game anymore if Oregon and Washington are two of the reasons why, you know, the Cougs and the Beavs are getting left out.
Yeah, see, that just opens up a whole nother box of questions there, you know, because look, when it comes down to it, the way that things were changing so rapidly and seemingly day by day and hour by hour, you had to cover your ass and make sure that you had a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and if we want to get down to brass tacks, maybe we place a little bit more blame on that Washington State professor that completely overvalued everything. And, you know, it's, I get it. I understand the feeling of, you guys left us behind, so F you.
Yep.
I understand. But at the same time, look, it's a good chance for you to go out and try to punch up.
Yeah. And there is this element too of, like, to that point, you know, I think Larry Scott and George Kliavkov obviously bear a lot of the burden for the way that the Pac-12 fell apart. I will always go back to the commissioner was employed by the university presidents, and the university presidents as a whole, and that includes, you know, for a long time, Ed Ray at Oregon State, Kirk Schultz at Washington State, Michael Crow at Arizona State, who were the three longest tenured university presidents or chancellors. They are the ones that allowed it to continue to kind of backslide down. And that is a big issue. They're not sports people, but when everybody in the country was saying the writing is on the wall, they started acting and reacting far too late.
Yeah.
And that's a massive issue that plagued the Pac-12.
They kind of bird-boxed that son of a gun.
Yes, they did. All right, we got some feedback on the poll itself at Danny and Dusty. Huddleston says, right now, it would mean more because of how everything went down. I think 5 to 10 years from now, I think the shoulder shrugs will start coming in and it will mean less. Yeah, that will be the big one, is down the road, eventually, where does this feeling turn of this rivalry? Is the bitterness going to grow, or does it fade away and kind of dissipate? I'm really excited to see where it comes to on Saturday, in what that environment is like in Research Stadium. How many, because that would be kind of the worst thing of all of this, is to that texture's point of, well, I don't even know why they're playing this game. If Beav fans are saying, you know, in mass, and I don't think you're going to see a 50-50 split of Research Stadium, but if that home field advantage that we've come accustomed to seeing, whether it's in Corvallis or Eugene, it matters in this game. If that is diminished a little bit, how does that impact the game, in the flow of the game, in potentially the outcome of games, right?
How much chippiness do you think we get here on Saturday?
A lot. I think there's going to be a lot, man. I think there's going to be a lot of chippiness.
Let's see here. Let's put it at a over-under on unsportsmanlike conduct flags. We'll set it at 3.5.
See, I don't think the chippiness is going to come necessarily from the players on the field.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to come from the fan bases. I think that's where you're gonna hear it. Then, look, that's what rivalries are all about. You know, that truly is. It's what rivalries are all about. Adam points out on the poll, I'm curious to what the survey would say if this game was still played at the end of the season. September just feels weird for this game, but we're going to have to get used to it because this is the way it's going to be. And there are a lot of rivalry games that are played early in the season, middle of the season, late in the season. You know, the Alabama-Tennessee game is always played second weekend of October. You have the world's largest outdoor cocktail party is always played earlier in the season. You can't have these rivalry games. This is just a massive shift. It's a monumental shift in when you play and the expectations of it moving into a September rivalry.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.